Chodesh Tov, everybody. It's obviously Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and normally when we think about Nisan, we think about the Chodesh of Geula, the month of our redemption. As a statement of Chazal, based on the Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, b'Nisan Igalu, that we were redeemed in the month of Nisan, and we will be redeemed in Nisan, and b'Nisan Nasid in Ligael. Of course, the halacha reflects this as well. We know that in the entire month of Nisan, there's no tachanun. We know that in the entire month of Nisan, there are no eulogies, there are no hespedim. The month of Nisan is consecrated again as a month of our redemption. Hachodesh hazalachem rosh chadashim. And the Ramban explains so beautifully in his opening essay in Hachodesh hazalachem that the reason that we count all the months of Nisan, Chodesh harishon, Chodesh hasheni is Iyar, Chodesh hashlishi is Sivan, is that's when Hashem revealed himself to us and to the world, and that we always want a zikaron for the Nes HaGadol. And the Ramban notes how many of the mitzvos in the Torah, so many of the mitzvos in the Torah, of course, are predicated on the idea of Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim, of remembering what happened in Egypt. So, of course, as goes without saying, our calendar should be set up that way as well. And perhaps people are feeling that it's so hard, or maybe even deceptive of us to be referring to this as a month of redemption when we're surrounded by a pandemic for the last number of weeks, or we're living under conditions that a month ago would have been unimaginable to anybody here. We feel in many ways that we're not experiencing any sense of geula, any sense of redemption. How are we supposed to manage exactly the onset of Nisan under these conditions? So I'd like to remind everybody that the first Chodesh Nisan after the redemption from Egypt was observed. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was a very important and special day. Vayhi Vayom HaShmini, it was the eighth day, and that was the day that the Mishkan began its operations, when Aharon gave the first Birkas Kohanim to the people. And it was a day of unparalleled joy. The Mishnah Maseches Tanis says, "V'yom chasunaso, the day of our marriage to Hashem, was matan Torah. V'yom zimchasibo, that's the binyan beis hamikdash." You could equally say it about the Mishkan. It was when the vision of v'asuli mikdash, v'asuli Mishkan, v'shachanti besocham, when Hashem, making His presence felt amongst the Jewish people, went from a dream, of course, to a reality, to something that was a lived experience. And that's something very, very important in its own right, obviously, something that establishes the day as an extremely significant day. And that's part of the reason we don't say Tachanun, because for all of the days after that, starting with Shevet Yehuda, Nachshon ben Aminadav, and continuing with Shevet Yisachar, and moving on from there, we had all of the Nesiim of the various tribes offer their special korbanos, and that created like a mini Yom Tov for each Nasi, and by extension for the Jewish people. And so the ongoing celebration, the Chanukah HaMizbeach, of the Chanukah HaMishkan, of inaugurating the Mishkan and the Mizbeach, are part of what gives this month its very special status. And yet, on that very same day, the Jewish people experienced a horrific tragedy. We know that Nadav and Avihu, the two sons of Aharon, Vayakriv lifnei Hashem eish zara, asher lo tziva osam, vateitze eish milifnei Hashem, vatochal osam, they brought an eish zara, they brought a korban that was not called for by Hashem, and the result was that they were punished with immediate death. Aharon and his two younger sons, Elazar and Itamar, given their commitment to Avodas HaMishkan, were not permitted. They were not able, under the circumstances, to mourn. But Moshe told his brother Aharon, who was stoic and silent, Vayidom Aharon, so famously, he told his brother at this time, he said to him, Vachechem kol beis Yisrael yivku es hasreifa asher saraf Hashem, that the entire Jewish people will cry for the terrible fire that's burned. So Nadav and Avihu, who were people of great spiritual potential, will certainly be properly mourned, but they cannot be mourned by the natural mourners, by the natural Avelim, of course, Aharon and their brothers, Elazar and Itamar. And so when we think about Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we have to understand that it wasn't just pure, unadulterated, unmitigated joy. In fact, there was great sadness, terrible sadness associated with that day. And so perhaps our experience of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, not to compare, you know, to the death of Nadav and Avihu, but unfortunately we are losing people from our community and the extended Jewish community, the extended world community. Every single day we read about the numbers going up, and we're living in one of the, unfortunately, one of the centers of the outbreak here in the United States. New York and New Jersey are the two leading states in terms of COVID-19, and that's really not even close. We have many times the population of California, and we have almost twice the number, as I checked yesterday, of cases that California has. It's an unbelievable statistic in terms of how serious things are in our immediate area right now. And the doctors are telling us that we may, you know, unfortunately not even have reached the peak yet. So we all have to be very resilient, and again, not to be scared. We have to be very resilient in dealing with a very sobering and a very serious situation. And so when we think about our Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we have to remember that the original Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in terms of the inauguration of the Mishkan, and equally in terms of the death of Nadav and Avihu, was a very mixed day. And yet the halacha has chosen to focus not on the death of Nadav and Avihu, but the halacha has chosen to focus on the fact that the original Geula occurred in Chodesh Nisan from Mitzrayim, and the fact that the Mishkan went up in Chodesh Nisan as well. Solidifying this idea, again, one singular idea of Hashem's presence with us. It was Hashem's presence, of course, that was responsible for bringing us out of the land of Egypt, Biyad Chazaka V'Yisro Netuya. And as we emphasize on so many occasions over the course of the Pesach Seder, Anivelo Malach, Anivelo Saraf, Anivelo HaShaliach, right? Not through any agent, not through any messenger, Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu Bichodo V'Atzmo, and that Giloy Shechina, that sense of Hashras HaShechina, of God's presence in our midst, which is such a significant element in terms of Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, when Hashem, Hashem says that he will make his presence very clearly felt on that occasion. So then that became a permanent reality. When the Mishkan went up and the Jewish people merited continuing to be in God's presence, not just on a one-time basis in terms of the 15th of Nisan, not just on a one-time basis in terms of Vav Sivan and Matan Torah, but V'yom Simchas Libo, when we realized that Hashem would be in our presence, Yom Simchas Libo, based on the Pasuk V'samachta Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, it's about being in Hashem's immediate presence. And in that way, since the halacha chose to focus on the positive, I think that's exactly what we have to do. We shouldn't think that, you know, how can we experience Chodesh Nisan now? After all, we're not living in the time of pure Geula. Neither were they. In that second year of Ahi Bayom HaShmini, it wasn't a day of pure Geula. Maybe it should have been, but it wasn't. We had a terrible V'achichem Kol Beis Yisrael Yivku HaSasreifa Asher Saraf Hashem, but yet we chose to focus on the positive. And so I'd like to suggest that during this month of Nisan, we should try as much as possible to accentuate the positive, to choose, to focus, just like the halacha focused on Yetzias Mitzrayim, just like the halacha focused on the Chanukah Samizbeach and the inauguration of the Mishkan, so to, so too it should be for all of us, that we should continue to focus on the positive dimensions around us, and the opportunities that we have, if we, Baruch Hashem, have our health, if we're not in the hospital, then we have plenty to be grateful for. And to have that overriding optimistic sense, as the Gemara said, Benisa Nigalu, Benisa Nasidin Ligael, it takes a certain character to focus on the positive. Again, not with I'm not talking about Pollyannish and naivete. I'm not talking about being unaware of what's going on around us, God forbid. But on the contrary, despite the very real challenges that we all face right now, to make a conscious decision to focus on the positive dimensions that we have in our life right now, whatever those may be. For some, the bracha of family, for some, the bracha of health, for some, the bracha of perhaps additional time to spend with family, additional time to spend cultivating our closeness and our sense of relationship with Hashem. All of these are very significant opportunities, and to focus on them in a meaningful way, as we've been taken out of our regular routine. Time has, just like we always say, "Achodesh Azalacham Rosh Chodeshim," completely new meaning during this month of Nisan. We've all been taken out of our initial conceptions of time, and hopefully, we use the new reality. We engage the new reality well, so that whenever this is said and done, we are transformed, just like Chodesh Nisan in its original form transformed us from Avadim to Bnei Chorin, from Ovdei Alilim to Ovdei Hashem, from Avdei Paro to Avdei Hashem. So hopefully we'll be transformed for the better. B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asidin Ligael. Not because there weren't challenges in Chodesh Nisan. Let's remember the tragic death of Nadav and Avihu. But the halacha consciously chose to focus on the positive. We too should consciously choose to focus on the positive. Wish everybody a Chodesh Tov.